If you love me half as much as I love you.
Go ahead, Johnny G. Look.
Crooning.
Do y'all know what today is?
January is something.
I don't know.
It is the 28th of December, 2021. That's what it is.
That's ripping down the fourth wall for him. But
yeah, we're recording this live here, January 4th.
What is it?
This is episode 100, you ding dong.
Oh, man. Are you kidding? We're bona fide.
100.
I thought it was 99.
Now. 100.
We're bona fide
this
now.
This is the 100th episode of the Duck Call Room
100.
Podcast.
What are we going to do to celebrate?
100.
Our good friend, Stephanie.
Stephanie, I love you.
From Kentucky.
From Kentucky.
Great state.
Sent us a gift. Uh-oh, do y'all want to celebrate?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
This is
are
something.
You sure? Gavin, are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the gift she sent is something that has been even more mythical than the Black Panther.
Yeah. I'm so
excited. You said you don't believe it.
Oh, could it be?
He said, could it be?
I'm about
has
to
he got a clue of what it is?
And
he
I
said,
think
could
I
it
like
be?
It.
I brought a spoon for everybody.
Okay.
Now look, this is hold on.
We gotta clarify. You can't just feed that to somebody.
Hold on. This is gonna be a really cruel trick because I haven't looked in the tinfoil if it's not it.
In
theory, our friend Stephanie has sent us Christmas tree cake ice cream.
Okay, Christmas tree cake ice cream.
I hope if it's not it, I'm gonna be so
hold
sad.
On.
Hey.
Because it was
how did it
that would be that would be what's under the title of very very cruel.
That's it.
Is it?
Hey,
okay.
That
this
would be
one is
under,
it.
Uh-oh.
Now
it looked like the real deal, boys.
Martin, you did tell me.
Uh-oh, it's got the right color. It's red.
Oh my.
It exists.
Uh-oh, it exists. They're real. It's like Santa Claus
well,
and the
baby open.
And the M&M.
No, there's only two. We got to share. We're going to be breaking all kinds of protocols here by sharing ice cream.
Somebody
so she shipped it on dry ice or something?
Yeah, it showed up. It was still very cool.
Was it melted?
Somebody needs
it was
to go
a little soft.
Coffee.
It was a little softened when it arrived. But it's been 80 degrees in the South. Like, what are you going to do?
Hey.
Stephanie, I applaud your effort.
Well, I'm going to try. It's worth the risk.
Well,
absolutely.
I got a question, though. There's two of them over there, and there's not any over here.
Hey.
Yeah.
Y'all got to pass one of them with two spoons.
You know where your bread's buttered, don't you?
Hey, pass one of those with two spoons over here.
I tell you what, if you want it, you come get it.
Hey, right, JD, good.
We need some coffee cups.
JD, get two spoons, JD.
I got you.
All right, I'm going to taste it myself.
No, I don't want you to try it first. Hold on.
We'll try it at the same time.
Okay.
All right, watch his face. Watch his face.
Here we go, boys. One, two.
Good. Look. Oh, I want that right there.
Yes,
okay, we ready? One, two, three.
You know what?
I don't know. Let me try that again.
You're going to be a dog.
Yes, sir.
No, JD.
That is what it was.
Be a
Stephanie,
bear,
I love
if
you.
If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
Johnny D, where does that fall on your diet plan?
Look at that wad that size guy.
Right, this is pretty good.
Oh, is it good?
Stephanie, that's a home run, darling.
Come on out of there.
We're going to take a break.
No, taking no break.
Right back. We'll be right back.
This is for all the people that couldn't find it either. You get to hear us eat it.
That's so gross.
Oh, what do you mean?
You got greedy. You got greedy.
That's right. You got greedy.
Mm-hmm.
You try to get to the bottom. And that's exactly
is
what
there a prize at the bottom?
Uh-oh, I ain't eating no more out of that one.
I can't get it.
So I said, I'm done, boy.
Me and Mark going to knock the bottom out of this.
Well, I ain't going to knock the bottom
y'all
out of
knock
it,
the bottom
but
out of
I'm
it.
Going. I'm
hey, that's
me.
It. That's got them little crunchy things in there, too.
Yeah, the sprinkles.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty awesome.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Man. I
Stephanie,
can't believe it.
Thank you very much.
I thought it was just a
that
myth.
Was very, very nice of you.
Hey, does anybody got another spoon?
Nope.
You're out.
All right. Put the lid on it.
Put the lid on it? I thought we were eating it.
What?
I just wanted to see Goblin's reaction. Polish it off if you want it, Goblin. I'm done with it. Stephanie, thank you very much. There's no better way to celebrate episode 100.
Everything I hoped for.
I thought it didn't exist.
It exists, and it's good.
I got a piece of cake right there.
It's cake and ice cream all in one package. Ain't that something? So, Stephanie, again, we thank you. Episode 100, Johnny D's eating it with a spear.
This is the best.
I just got a big piece of cake.
Man, that's awesome.
All right, 250. I'm going back.
I got to be honest, though. We eating this Christmas tree cake ice cream. This turned into Galvin. This is just what he does on podcasts. He just sits there and munches on something the whole time. But who'd have ever thought we did 100 of these things?
That's crazy.
And episode one was all about Christmas tree cakes.
Was it really? Was that the first one?
And I just want to make it clear, Little Debbie has never paid us a dime or sent us anything.
No, I have nothing to do with it.
We just love you.
But our friend Little Stephanie took care of us. And that's awesome. That's what we needed. And man, that's the
I'm not gonna be able to eat lunch today.
Hold on, let me see that real
quick.
This
was what I was coming up here for.
You fixing to get a nut?
No. Hudsonville ice cream.
Hudsonville.
Can I implore you, if somebody here knows the Hudsonville folks, don't make this a Walmart exclusive next year. Get that thing everywhere.
Super One.
Yeah.
If you need me to work on your sales department, I'll do it. I can help you. I've done sales before. We sell a bunch of duck calls every year. That's part of my job.
Oh, my goodness.
I can help you.
I'll quality check it for you.
And that's what Godwin does with a duck call.
That's right.
Okay. He quality checks.
I'll make sure.
Oh, my goodness. I just read the nutritional information.
You probably should have dodged that.
Done that first.
You know what?
Focus on the front of the package, not the back.
You know what, though? Diets are important.
But look.
But this is more important.
And we all got plenty of time. Look, here's the deal on resolutions. Anyway.
I'll start that next year.
It's Christmas.
It's
Christmas.
Somebody get me a QB and I'm going to eat the rest.
As duck hunters, though, our resolutions don't start till February the 1st.
Because
we got to get all the way through January just surviving. And that's eating beef jerky and Christmas tree cakes and honey buns and everything else you can think of. That's what we have to do to survive out there. So we start February 1st, so we still got a few days of free board left in this thing.
Free board, boys. But,
you know.
Free board.
Goblin, that stuff ain't no good, is it?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
I got some left. I think I'm done.
Hey, I'm done.
I'm done.
Si, are you done?
I'm done.
It's lunchtime. I can't eat a pint of ice cream at lunchtime.
I done eat lunch.
If I'd have saved that, you ain't done. I just want y'all to know something. Do y'all know how fortunate y'all are that I saved this in the freezer?
That's awesome.
Because I could have taken it home and dope popped it myself.
And ate it yourself.
But I did.
Very nice.
Because it's been here for a week.
Yeah, that's very nice of you.
So it's been.
Well, you had to freeze it back up.
Well, I did have to. I'd lose it for 24 hours. It needed to tighten back up. But. Hey, that's not a knock on Stephanie. That's a knock on UPS. Get your stuff together.
Get your stuff together.
No, I'm kidding. Because it's 80 degrees. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it. It's hot down here in the South.
I need
South
to go
right
take
now.
A shower, by the way,
yeah.
In the first break.
But, well, let's go ahead and get there. Let's take our first break. Everybody get cleaned up, get them something to drink, and we'll be back right after
Episode
this.
Episode 100.
Sigh, in the spirit of 2022, can we please not have any HR violations out of you?
Hey, look, I'm doing the best I can do.
I know, and that's why your resolution gives me hope that you're going to try to be a better person. So maybe.
And a better employee.
Yeah, maybe we don't have to send you down to the end of the hall anymore. That would be fantastic if we could do that.
Look, I'm not perfect for crying out loud.
However, if you don't have an end of the hall and you're a small business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. That's why our friends over at Bambi could be the solution for you. Whether you're facing wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, it doesn't matter. Bambi can handle it all for you. And HR manager salaries aren't cheap. They average $70,000 per year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically with a small business in mind. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month-to-month, no hidden fees. You can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/duck right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/duck, spelled BAM to the BEE.com/duck. So we're back from the ice cream tasting.
That's it, boys. Hey.
I think, though,
don't make those noises in my ear.
To keep celebrating the 100th episode, we have another gift.
Oh, no. Is it
all the way from Wisconsin?
From Wisconsin, our friend Wendy up in Wisconsin sent us cheeses from her hometown.
Cheeses.
Now, when you hear one that you think you would like, holler and I'll get it to you.
I can't eat anymore today. I just had all my calories for one day.
Urban spice.
Urban spice.
That's herb.
Jalapeno Munster.
No. Nope. Jalapeno Munster sounds good, but hey, I'm going to pass.
Garlic.
Oh, nope.
Onion.
Nope. Onion. Cheese and onion.
An even bigger block of garlic.
Ooh, a bigger block of garlic. They want garlic.
I think this is going to be the one Si chooses. Black and green olive.
Ooh. Cheese?
Your cheese.
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay.
Right. You never know about that, man.
Tomato basil.
Yep.
Uh-oh. JD said he got the tomato basil, boys.
I called that. Did you see how quick I called that?
Smoked horseradish.
Yep.
Oh.
Dang it.
Oh.
I know how that man feels about horseradish.
I feel the same
I thought you
way.
Said you didn't like horseradish.
No, that's me that don't like horseradish. Oh. And then, this probably be size mango fire. You want some fire, Si?
Oh, this is
that smells good.
It's a block of cheese.
Oh, it's how's this packaged?
It's packaged
in a white.
It's wrapped in paper, but it's in cellophane.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Wendy, thank you for all the cheeses.
Thank you, Wendy.
I think I'll save that jalapeno Munster for myself.
Okay. Jalapeno Munster, boy.
See, I try and be nice.
I like.
I can't believe Si didn't go for the black and green olive as much as he likes olives.
A herb and spice.
I was waiting for you to say something like very sharp cheese.
I bet one has got black and green olives in it's maybe pretty sharp.
That's his guess.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking this.
It may cut like a knife, boys.
But there you go.
Cuts like a knife.
That's right.
Thank you.
That is a song.
Wendy. So there you go, boys.
I'm going to slice this up this evening and lay it on top of some boneless chicken thighs and put it on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Well, how's the horseradish there, John?
He didn't taste it.
I didn't taste it.
You didn't taste it. Wasn't that great, son? Hey, thought you would taste it.
I brought a knife in case anybody
he
got
brought
to
a knife, boys.
He's got a knife.
In case anybody wanted to give it a sample.
We got a knife, and you ought to cut yourself a piece.
I'm not going to cut me.
Cut yourself a piece of cheese.
You know, in 100 episodes, we have developed the best fans in the world.
I'm telling you.
I mean, they keep sending stuff to us.
All right, boys. All right.
And I just keep saying thank you. Y'all missed the shipment the other day of chatterbaits and whopper ploppers, but that'd be all right. I didn't figure y'all wanted any of this duck season anyway.
Hey!
So, what? Well, you can't resell them. You got to keep them. Oh, so, get off that. Like, don't be,
Hey, no. Hey, that's a really good pond bait.
Oh, is it ever?
Is it? What,
I got a good friend that's got a big old pond.
I think
God
was
going to
whop him off a corner of the...
Yeah. Go tell you.
Willie Robertson?
No.
Oh, that is
it. He's got some.
Look at there.
Pond. He's got some big bass in his pond.
This is how polluting place right here.
On a crappie.
Let's see what he thinks. Smoked horseradish cheese, Godwin.
Horseradish cheese.
Tell me off a piece of that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Godwin, what does it scale?
Oh, that's gonna be nice.
Yeah, cut off a piece.
Did you see the look in them blue eyes?
Throw me a slip.
Godwin was just chewing there.
I got some horseradish
cheese.
Yeah, this ain't no joke.
Hey, man. And then he went back to a knife, to cut him another piece of it.
No, he got Johnny D a piece of it.
Oh, well, all right, that's nice of him.
How's the smoked horseradish, Sean?
Yeah,
that's better than Little Debbie.
That's good? That tops a Christmas tree cake ice cream?
That might.
Right. I keep slicing it off. I ain't going to have none to take on.
Hey. I ain't going to have none for you, sandwich.
Yeah. All right, woman, don't get any.
How many snacks have we gotten in 100 episodes?
Way more than 100.
Yeah, a bunch.
That was part of the problem. I gained a bunch of weight when we started this thing.
Well, because
people were sending Airheads.
That's what I'd have said.
And M&Ms. And all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, what happened to the peanut M&M bag? That one quit.
That train was rolling for a while. Damn. Every day we came to work, we'd have another bag of peanut M&Ms waiting on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wild, that also not. Means we're out of them. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I ain't begging for
anything. He's going back on ice cream, boy. No, okay. It's empty.
Trash. Oh, yeah.
Trash can. It's empty.
Okay.
You can see the bottom of that.
Today's the day we eat.
So what do we do for 100 episodes?
What's your New Year's meal, Si, since we're talking about food? What you having on New Year's? Cabbage, black-eyed peas? You having all the traditional stuff?
Well, that's probably what Kay would cook.
Yeah.
Is the traditionals. Yeah.
If you had your choice, what would it be?
It'd be either the Swiss steak or the spaghetti sauce.
I'm with you, Si.
Probably the Swiss steak.
But you got to have black-eyed peas. And cornbread
and cabbage
yep. on New Year's Day. You got to.
Yep.
Even if you don't like it,
you don't.
You got to.
You don't have to.
It never worked, though.
On what?
The cabbage and the black-eyed peas. Well, I guess the black-eyed peas is for luck and mm-hmm. the cabbage is for money.
Yeah.
I ate a bunch of that cabbage.
So you ain't making no money now?
Ooh. I like cabbage if it's cooked right. Very good.
I'd say that cabbage is doing all right. Well, it may have taken a few years to get there. It may have taken a little while to get there.
It done good right there before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a preemptive. It was to remind you to eat your cabbage.
I guess so.
That's what it was.
If they going to do that every year, I'm going to eat a head of cabbage. That was pretty awesome.
That's funny.
To change the subject.
Okay.
Who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl?
I give up.
Not the Saints.
No, they're out.
Do you know how many?
They never showed up last night.
Hey, bro, no, because they were. Because
who showed up you ain't ever heard of. Because they had guys like me playing right tackle.
I was in at quarterback, running for my life.
They went through the through the concession area and said, hey, did you play high school football? Yeah, all right, you're in. Come on. Yeah, league minimum for a game. Come on. Just need you to go out there and take up some space, bro.
Well, I thought y'all were sports fans. I am.
Do you know how many days it is till daytime?
Well, 500? I'm just saying.
59.
Well, hey, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Who's going to be in it?
I don't know.
Who was in it last year?
Who's going to win daytime?
I have no idea. I ain't a big sports fan. Who did play it last year?
I have a feeling it's going to look eerily similar to last year's.
I don't know.
I don't think the Green Bay Packers did it last year?
No.
Who was?
Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. Brady, the Buccaneers, and who?
The Chiefs.
Okay. Oh. Uh-oh.
I have a feeling it's going to look very similar.
If it's going to look similar, I'm going to make, I'm going against Tom Brady.
That's smart money right there.
All right, and I'm going to go with Patrick.
Yeah, that's smart money. Always bet against Tom Brady.
I don't know if he'll get there.
Well, hey, I knew I was going to get that look.
That's like betting against Nick Saban next week.
Well, hey, look.
Like, why?
I got to go with my man.
Who? Mahomes, your man?
Mahomes, my man.
Mahomes, if you listen to this, we know you don't. It's fine. But Uncle Si would love to share a seat with you. There you go. There's your invite, Patrick Mahomes.
No, I just enjoy watching him play.
I know, but wouldn't you like to sit down and talk to him?
Well, I mean, I enjoy talking to him.
He puts ketchup on steak. I don't think we'd be friends. He's good at football.
That's because he don't cook the steak. He don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he don't know what he's doing with the steak. That's it.
And it's probably well done.
He still puts ketchup on
there.
Instead of medium.
He's the one asking for it. He's got $500 million, and he's putting ketchup on steak.
Well, if I had $500 million, I'd probably do some pretty off-the-wall things myself.
When you make that kind of money, you do whatever you want.
But the first thing I'd do is hire a better chef.
He eats a lot of cabbage, I guess.
Yeah.
That
boy got a cabbage farm, son.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I like to watch him because, hey, he's got it all. Okay, and by that I mean the team has got it all.
And he's got an annoying little brother.
Okay.
Doesn't he?
Oh, the worst.
It's only 11 days.
He's got a cute little pot belly, though. I like it.
Matter of fact, Miami was impressive last night.
That reminded me when y'all was talking about steak sauce.
They beat LSU. Congratulations.
I'm just saying.
That's essentially.
Literally, a guy got fitted for pads at the stadium, and he played.
Yeah.
They were missing 20 people.
I mean. We already knew Tua could beat LSU. That happened plenty of times.
That wasn't even LSU. That was something else. It was sad to watch. Well, I was just sitting there sad.
Ain't no reason. Well, it is kind of sad. I mean, it's 80 degrees outside. What in the world?
What are we doing?
And it's the 28th of December.
I know it. It's 11 days till A1.
What's A1? Sauce?
Anaheim. What's Motocross. That? Supercross.
Oh.
Anaheim Supercross? What in the world is that?
Godwin's into things
motorcycle?
That go fast.
Motorcycle?
Dirt bikes.
Mm-hmm. Dirt bikes.
That's where he can get back on that flying flea back.
Tomac changed teams. He's riding Kawasaki this year.
Hey, flying fleas, boys.
Who? Tomac? Is that how you got him in your phone?
Colorado boy.
Oh.
Colorado boy.
Tomac. That's interesting. Right. Like Toby Mac? He sings for a living, don't he?
He sings for a living.
So he switched to Kawasaki?
No, that's Toby Keith. That's Toby
what
Keith.
What he used to be.
Huh?
What he used to be.
No, he switched to Yamaha. Oh. He was Kawasaki.
Yamaha. What's the difference?
There's a big difference. One of them makes a really good side-by-side for hunting. Yeah. The other one makes a really good boat engine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the difference between Kawasaki and Yamaha.
Okay. There you go.
How about it?
There you go.
Learn something every day, boy.
On stuff that I use anyway. Well, put it that way.
Just say it.
Yeah.
Wait, so 59 days till
Daytona.
54 if you got to get in line to inspect.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
How does this
What
man,
are you going to inspect?
How does this man know? These are the only numbers Godwin knows. Because if you call him tomorrow
inspect?
Morning and ask him how many fish he's
you
got.
You got to inspect your car. Well,
I got 7, 8,
well, they,
11.
Well, they inspected
the
car. I ain't
telling you the right number of what I got.
Hey, well,
you ain't going to say one number. You're going to say 7 of them.
Yeah. I did. I talked to a guy this morning at the store, and he said, Godwin said something about over on Stowe Creek. So he's been watching for you because he lives over there. He's watching for your spot.
He's been seeing me then.
Yeah.
He's been seeing him, boy.
He said, I think I know where he's at now. It's just watch out. You're telling people on the podcast.
That's fine. I want them to catch fish.
He's a nice guy.
Nice guy.
I want them to know what I'm catching them on.
It's Stone that doesn't want people to know.
I'll tell you about a week after I get done with them.
You cannot catch every crappie in that lake.
Boy, we tried the other morning after we got done duck hunting, though.
Yeah, we did. We caught all the fish that was in that spot right there.
Uh-oh.
We caught
about 50.
Yeah,
about 50.
We caught about 50 in about 20, 30 minutes. It was every cast.
Every cast was
fun, too.
That's when it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. Johnny D.
Yes,
you spend
sir.
A lot of time on that daggum computer. And our friends over at Movement. Have come up.
I know.
With the perfect blue light glasses to save your eyes, save your headaches, save everything. We know that their stuff is good. We wear their watches.
I'm going to look
Wear
so
their
smart.
Glasses. So you know with the blue light glasses, it got to be cool. It's got to work because everything else they make works.
I'm excited. I got the Ritual Everscrolls on the way. And they're tortoise. So I'm going to look really smart. Like, oh, hey, how's it going? I'm going to look like a genius. And hopefully I was reading an Excel sheet this morning at the store, and I was like, getting cross-eyed. I needed some help.
Yeah, now, because with all the product y'all got, those spreadsheets are way bigger than them things
very
we got
large,
around here. So
very large.
That's a cool thing. Blue light can be super harsh on our eyes, and some studies show that too much exposure to blue light may lead to disrupted sleeping patterns and other health effects. That's why Movement Everscrolls are game changers. Trust us when we tell you, your eyes will thank you. They are crafted with top-tier materials. Movement Everscrolls filter out nearly 90% of the most intense blue light rays and feature anti-glare lenses for elevated comfort, designed in-house out of their California headquarters and available in a wide variety of modern fashion-forward frames. Movement Everscrolls are truly the most stylish way to protect your eyes. If you want to protect your eyes with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/duck. Again, that's mvmt.com/duck. We're back.
Episode 100.
Episode 100.
I can't believe that. It just seemed like we started.
Does it?
About 20 minutes ago.
Oh. Turn out for that, boys. The party's over.
About 20 minutes ago, he says.
Oh, yeah, I thought we were quitting at 100. Is
oh,
this
yeah.
where we walk off?
Don't dare me to have a good time.
That's all of it.
Is this where we're done?
Well, first, we talked on the last one about our resolutions. You got to tell us about your resolution.
Yeah, that is true.
What
you
is
was
your
a,
New Year's
you was
resolution?
A,
yeah.
My New Year's resolution, I ain't even thought about it.
We put you on the spot.
I ain't thought about it because as a duck hunter, we get till February.
Well, I'll prime the pump.
What was yours?
Mine was is that we just are now – running out of 2021 And I've been a pretty good person for 2021. But my goal is to become a better person in 2022 and leave this planet a little bit better.
Then you found it.
Then I found it.
That's cool. That's good.
That's mine.
Well, I picked up some garbage in the parking lot on my way in here.
Well, there you go.
There's a piece of paper laying in the parking lot. I just picked it up.
There it is. Somebody threw it out.
Instead of walking back.
Yep, somebody threw it out, and John picked it up.
So is that your new one, his pickup trash?
Make the world a better place.
Oh, okay.
Make the world a better
place.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean,
Martin, I'm deleting everything off my phone.
Are you?
For January.
Now, that's cool.
For January, I'm deleting Facebook. I can still do it on a computer at a desk.
But
Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, no phone.
All the other ones, I think I'm on Twitter.
Oh, see, I was thinking you were deleting like your text messages because would have been a much bigger deal.
Not deleting text. I still got to communicate somewhat, but all puzzles, all that, it's gone.
Where does them text messages
you're giving up.
Go?
That's what I'm doing.
That's cool.
I'm
not doing that because I'm still going to be deer hunting and I need Candy Crush to get me through.
That's
reasonable.
Yeah, I need Candy Crush to get me
through.
Might
as well. There ain't no ducks.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have something to do while you're out there. I don't know. That's a good one. The standard answer is probably for me is always to try to be a better husband. But, you know.
That's a good
that's
thing.
Just.
Yep. That's a good one.
That's been kind of my standing one since I've gotten married is try to.
Yeah, be a better husband.
Try to lose even more selfishness because we all are to some extent. And try to be a better husband and go from there. Because I think in a married life, if you can do that, then that bleeds over into everything else of your life, too. It bleeds into your job, your friends, and everything else. So if I had to pick one to say right now, I ain't ever been one of them to say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I don't care about that crap. Like, as long as I feel good, I'm going to keep rocking with it.
Yep,
so, I'm not.
You already did that, though. That's not something to wait for. If you're, here's the deal. If you're waiting for January 1st to lose weight, you're not going to.
Yeah.
As a man who's been big, as a man who's lost weight, every time I was like, come January 1st, I'm really going to buckle down. Yeah.
And you do for 4 or 5 weeks.
And then you're back.
Yeah.
So if you really want to lose weight, you should have started a month ago. Or, start today.
Yeah.
But start today. You know, that's why I'm eating everything. Getting it all out of the way.
January 1st.
You're getting it out of his way, boy.
Tomorrow.
That's funny.
Kibbe, I love it.
That's funny
He's eating it out of his way, boys.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Si, do you have a favorite moment from being in here the past year? Past 100 episodes? Because it's a little over a year.
Well, one stand out when BK come in dressed as me.
That's a good one.
That's
a cool
one. That was pretty recent.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Because me and BK and Stone make a lot of very... very good memories.
I'm going to say mine, I've got a few of them, but there's probably two that are neck and neck. Was Si's first one back after his little bout. Seeing that smiling face walk back in here when we had to kind of toe the line until he got back healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing him come back.
Being called a liar by everybody.
Well, you did lie
to all of us. So, the shoe fits.
I didn't know how bad off I was.
But, and the other one is when we all finally got back together after we all were battling that stuff. So, I mean, I guess the togetherness aspect of it, you don't realize, you know, until you miss a couple of these, how much you enjoy sitting here and talking for an hour with each other and reading what the listeners say and answering questions and trying to help their lives out as much as we can and all that.
That's the neatest part.
I'm looking at the whole list of episodes right now.
The whole list. Look at them.
And in a super recent memory, that day with Kay was fantastic.
See, Kay's always been your replacement. And they're literally all of our top episodes, besides the one with Phil, are the ones with Miss Kay because she's
a gold mine.
She's hilarious.
That lady
she's everybody's mama.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear the story about the dog fight at the homeless people wedding.
No, I didn't hear that.
You need to go back and watch that because that was probably the best story I heard the whole time we've been here.
I still.
Number two is.
Yeah, I still get tickled when she said, hey, that's biblical. You got to take care of the dumb.
And the poor.
And the poor. I was like, oh, my goodness gracious, Kay. Godwin, you got a favorite moment? You got a...
Man, it's just, that's good. All of them. I just like being here.
Well, you had your woman on here, didn't you? That had to be pretty cool.
That would be my favorite one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's always a good one. To find out, you know, you've known these people, but then you get in here and start asking questions, and you find out little nuggets.
Find out the real deal, as what's your name would say.
And now here's the rest of the story.
Well, I would say one thing about all of us is if you ask any of our wives a question, if you don't want to know that answer, you better not ask it, because they are honest. They're nothing else if they're not honest. So. I know mine is. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
And people keep asking for Allison and Brittany, and it's just not what you want. You think you want to hear from her, but she's mean.
Uh-oh. Well, she's watching, too.
No, she
maybe
ain't watching.
Maybe we do.
I can make that joke because I know she'll never hear it. Now, my wife's
awesome. I might have to share this episode.
Do you remember the little girl that showed up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Leah. That was awesome.
Who showed up and was better at a duck call than Si?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Hey, that was fantastic.
You don't have to remind me.
That one was a good one.
I get that all the time, JD.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of shining moments when you go back and look through the library. We've had, you know, you sit there and you stop and think, and you're like, man, 2021, that was a tough year. But then you start thinking back on this, and you start laughing and smiling, and you're like, you know what? 2021 wasn't that bad at the end of the day. It wasn't that bad. It had some lows. But they all do.
Life goes on. Life does go on. Boy.
And it's that attitude with what you do when you hit that low. It determines how the rest of the year is going to be. You can get stuck in it or you can come out of it. You know, it's just like a dadgum four-wheeler. You can get stuck or you can get on the gas and get out of it. So, you know, that's a...
The gas is your friend, Mark.
Yeah, the gas is your friend. I'm looking forward to 2022.
Me too.
I think it's going to be a great year. I think it's going to be...
I'm fired up. My whole life's different in 2022.
Yeah, you ain't here no more. I mean, you're here, but you ain't here.
I went in my office just the other day. It was just empty except for a box.
Yeah, and your pet cockroach, he still hang out in
there.
He's
still there? That's
good. When you turn the light on, he goes scurrying, but the rest of the time, he's keeping an eye on the place.
Are the mice still above? Can you hear
I ain't heard no mice in a minute. Yeah, but I guess it's so warm they ain't got to come inside for the winter. They can stay outside and still forage.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
true.
Hey, I seen a snake on the road this morning.
Yeah, that rascal.
I did.
They out.
Me and Stone looked for that big 10-foot gator at the bass pond. He wasn't out. No, he wasn't out.
He will be.
I know.
Catch that sun just right. He'll be over there getting a back full of warmth. So
he's a good one. That's what they tell me. I hadn't seen him yet.
Full throttle.
I saw a picture of him.
What are we talking about?
A gator.
An alligator.
Hey, did y'all know Phil used to be Santa Claus?
Whoa. That don't look like Phil. That looks like Burley.
Sure does.
Golly.
I think that ain't Phil.
But it sure looks like Burley.
It's probably Burley.
That's big boy.
One of our frequent emailers sent that in. I thought I'd just sneak that in before
the break. Santa picture.
He said, it looks like Phil, back in the lean years, he was moonlighting as Santa Claus.
Yeah, there you go.
And he was mad about it.
Well, Phil would be mad.
Look at that little one. Them eyes is thinking, Mama.
I love it.
What'd you let go of me for?
That is one of my favorite things about Christmas, when people start posting pictures of their kids in Santa's lap, and they're all just having a meltdown.
Hold on. Sadie done that the other night with Honey.
Yeah.
She handed her to me.
Meltdown?
Oh, no. She was sitting there, and she looked up at me and just, Sadie just died laughing.
Want me to hold their babies. Oh, I said, you got about 3 seconds.
That's why I always turn them around. Somebody hands me their kid, I turn them around where they ain't got to face me. They stay happy that way.
I tried that. Didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
But if they looking dead at you with a big beard and that ain't a part of their daily life, they're like, no, get this out of here.
Yeah. Something's got me, and Mama's
that's
over
right.
there.
And Mama is the one that gave me to him.
Yeah. Mama, there goes that man.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
So, Godwin, Johanna's been moved out a while, huh? She's finally off the payroll?
Finally off the payroll.
You sure about that?
I sure ain't.
Uh-oh.
Have you happened to check your Netflix account lately?
Yeah, I see some things that I ain't watched. It says continue watching.
Oh, so Johanna's on. She's crowding your Netflix bag. You know what'll help that?
What's that?
Our friends over at Truebill can help fix that. If she's still on your Netflix and costing you more money, you can get her weeded out.
Well, yeah.
I know. She's still your daughter, though. It's family stuff. You don't want to do that kind of stuff. But Truebill does make it super easy. If you notice those kinds of charges and wonder where they're coming from, Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need, want, or, let's face it, you just simply forgot about them. On average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions so hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so that you don't have to. Me and Johnny D've used it. Godwin, you may ought to sign up for it. I highly recommend it. Johnny D saved like $300 a month or something ridiculous.
I may tell my wife about that.
That's in deals like you get. It says try free for $14. Try it free for 14 days, and then they start charging you.
So if them boys over at 1883 done got you on Paramount Plus, and when it turns to 30 days, you've watched all of it, and you want to cancel it, see? There you go. See?
I forgot about Paramount Plus.
See? That's what happened.
You have to watch soccer once every 6 months.
See? And they clip you for $5 a month when that free trial is up. Truebill has over 2 million users and helped save them over $100 million. Like Matthew B., who says, in a matter of seconds, I save $660 for the year on my DirecTV bill, save $120 for the year on my SiriusXM bill, saved $840 a year on car insurance. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/duck. Go right now, Truebill.com/duck. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/duck. We're back. We're going to start off in that mailbag right now.
Mailbag, which has been one of my favorite things we've done in the 100 episodes.
And how do you get in that mailbag?
Oh, you just go to hello@duckcallroom.com, and the password is, just kidding. I just got another email.
Let's see what it is.
You know what? I'm going to just read this real fast about Mario Kart, because you emailed while we were doing this, Mitch. He said he would beat us at Mario Kart, Martin.
Which one?
She's
better be careful, Mitch.
Better be careful, that.
Better be
Mitch
careful.
Mitch out of Ogden. He doesn't say which one. He claims to be a Mario Kart hustler. You ain't. So.
Here's what I tell you, Mitch. You may could beat us individually, but if you play me and Johnny D at the same time, you're in trouble.
Yeah, because we cheat.
Yeah. We screen cheat with each other, and you're in trouble. We will finish 1 and 2.
Thank you.
I'll tell you that right there. I'm not saying which one of us is going to finish 1, which one is going to finish 2, but we will finish 1 and 2.
We're going to have first and second place.
You'll be playing for third, for sure.
That literally came in, and I saw the words Mario Kart on my screen. I said, I just need to read this.
That got his attention.
All right, here we go. This one's kind of deep.
Watch them turtles.
Which I like the deep ones.
Hey, let's get deep.
But I'm not going to use any names.
No name.
Or towns. Because it's kind of there's a bullying situation happening.
Well, and in America, this could be any town in America. Yeah. So
exactly.
Doesn't matter where they're from.
So this man emailed in. He said, requesting prayers for our son who was bullied in high school, and he finally stood up for himself.
Attaboy.
Yep. However, while doing so, he said a word he shouldn't have. I don't know what the word is. We're not even going to go there. And he got in trouble at school. So he hurt this kid's feelings, and then he was hurt, and then he said this and acted out of character. He's a good kid, doesn't get in a lot of trouble. Just asked if we could pray for him if we have any advice on bullying. Episode 100.
Don't do it. Why? Why do it? I mean,
well, this kid got bullied.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying on the any advice on bullying for any potential bully, and if you think, am I a bully? You probably are. Then just don't do it. Yeah. Like, it just, why? Life's too daggum. Now, I get it. It's a part of growing up.
You're going to get picked on.
You're going to get picked on, and odds are when you get the upper hand, you're going to pick on somebody else, too. Mm. That it happens. That's just, but it ain't just in humans. You see it in everything. You see it in deer. You see it in ducks. You see it turkeys. You can't see it in fish because they underwater, but I'm sure they do the same thing. Yep. Yep. But it's how you get past that stage of your life. You can either stay in that stage or you're like, wow, that was dumb, and you get out of it. And you apologize to whoever you are a punk to, one. Yep. But if you're the one getting bullied,
stand up for yourself.
Hit that sucker in the mouth.
Well, no, no.
I'm telling you right now, because they won't have respect for you until they get hit in the mouth.
Martin approved.
They're not going to stop it. They're not going to stop it until you help them stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So and like I remember said, Daddy told
the
me
way
that.
You get the help, okay, is you pop him upside the head, and then he'll know that's what he's going to run into every time.
Yeah, it don't happen every time.
So it don't happen.
No. Okay. No, it don't. And you may get the tar beat out of you, but that gumman, he going to know you. He going to know you's there.
I want to know what Godwin's dad said to him.
He told me this guy kept messing with me. This old big old tall boy. He probably been in the eighth grade 8 times.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
he
no.
He kept messing with me. Daddy said, punch him in the nose. So I finally got my grid up, and I punched that sucker in the nose. Daddy said, he'll quit messing with you. Wrong.
Wrong answer. You had to punch him in the, you had to punch him in the nose a couple more times, didn't you?
Ooh, I didn't get a chance. So I felt myself getting up off the ground two or three times. But
Look,
he quit messing with me, though.
After that time, that was probably the last time he jacked with you. Because life hits different when you get hit in the mouth. Now, I ain't saying when you turn around and hit them in the mouth, they're going to turn and tuck tail and run.
Well,
they're going to fight back.
Odds are they're going to fight back.
Unless you sucker punch them.
My son.
We don't want to do that either. Hit them like a man. Yeah.
Oh, I'll never forget what my dad told me. It was borderline scary. Because I got in a little tussle at church one night. It was a quick tussle. Kid was messing with me. I tried to walk away. I really did try and walk away. He kept messing with me.
Wasn't
it? I'm friends with the guy now, so it's even funnier.
That's what always happens.
And he got too close to me, messing with me. I couldn't catch him. I was chasing him, and then I'd try and walk away. Then he got too close to me, so I just...
Was he trying to walk away or catch your breath?
I was trying to walk away. I was like, leave me alone, man. Quit making fun of me. So I kicked him.
Oh, use one of them.
He went down in a pile. His mom comes over, is yelling at me, made us apologize. Yeah. And I was like, well, this is the end of my life. This is where my dad kills me when we get home from church. And my dad looked at me and said, what happened? I said, he made fun of me, so I kicked him. And he looked at me in the eyes. I'll never forget it. He said, well, if he makes fun of you tomorrow at school, skull drag him across the playground.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was like, okay. He goes, as long as you're defending yourself, you're good. He goes, but... No more kicking.
Don't
skull drag.
Look, you can tell by me, I was a big old boy in school anyway. So
I was,
but I didn't care. I like to be friends with everybody. That didn't bother me none. That's why they got so mad at me playing football. I wasn't mean enough. But I had a brother who was 6 years older than me. So the bullying that happened to me was by my brother, because he's 6 years older than me. He had that big brother syndrome, and that's why I'm telling you, our relationship changed when one day I was about 12. I turned around and just hit him right in the mouth as hard as I could. And from that point on, we didn't fight no more. There wasn't no more big brother syndrome, because he said, hold on now. That smarted a little. You know, he's 18, I was 12, and I finally had enough of it. And then we both got our butts whooped by our parents, which is fine. We deserved it. You know, we brothers fighting. But from that day on, that's it. And I'm like, God, no, he didn't lay down. He come after me pretty good, but he knew I was there. Sometimes that's all they got to realize is like,
hey, you're going to be in a fight.
Yeah.
You was in a fight anyway.
Yeah.
You may win.
I ain't sticking my hand back
old
in that wolf's nest. I done stuck it there once.
Yeah. But I will say this about life in general. There's always a bigger bear.
And not only that, he don't have to be a bigger bear.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Monster man over here.
Sometimes looks are deceiving.
Oh, yeah. I bet you
I'm using bigger as just a general term. No, I'm not talking about size or anything like that. Just always remember, there's a bigger bear.
Yeah, because in high school, we had a bully, okay, and he weighed about 250.
Mm-hmm.
And every time a new kid comes to school, well, here comes the bully.
Yeah.
Being a bully. Okay, and hey, I'll never forget, we become late friends later on, me and Alan did. But anyway, here comes this kid, he's about 5'4", okay, and nobody knows him, okay? He's new to the neighborhood.
Well, the bully comes up, steps in front of him, you know, and this guy steps to the right trying to go around him, you know, steps to the left. The guy keeps stepping in front of him. Well, hey, he takes a step back and he said, hey, I'm fixing to step forward, and if you get in front of me, I'm fixing to step all over you, son. Yeah. Well, when he did, to this day, all the people that watched this in high school were still discussing how many times did he hit him before he hit the ground. Well, come to find out, after I become best friends with him, this kid was a finalist in the Golden Gloves.
So, friend,
so there's our advice.
There's our advice on that.
Stand up for yourself.
Stand up for yourself.
Watch
but
what
you
can, say.
You can stand up for yourself respectfully.
You can stand up hitting, for yourself without saying a word.
Hitting somebody in the jaw, you ain't got to say nothing. Yeah. Like, you know.
They get it.
Yeah, they get it. They get yeah, it. So just keep your wits about you. Do your thing. You know.
And be prepared. Okay, it may take him three times before he finally
be prepared
realizes.
To get whooped.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. When
it may take you three times to for you know he may be stupid. It may take that long for him to realize. Okay, you're gonna get this treatment from me every time you get in my face.
Hey.
But the odds are, too, you know somebody, your son or whoever it was that got bullied, knows somebody that. Is strong enough that can't stand a bully, too. Find that guy and become his friend.
Yep.
Caleb like, Brazier.
Yeah, find that guy. Because there's always them one of them guys that's...
Gotta have my back, baby.
That kind of like size talking about they don't look like much.
Yeah.
But they can't stand a bully. Yep. Find him to be your friend. Then once you hit that boy in the mouth, you got backup.
Jay Stone.
Yeah, Stone would be a good one. Stone would be a prime example of that currently.
Yeah, looks can be deceiving.
Yeah, so let's take a break, and we'll get back in that mailbag right after this.
Wrap up episode 100.
100.
All right, Johnny D, what else is there?
All right, I got one more, and then we'll wrap this thing up. Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Timmy Tim
Tim. I got a cousin named Tim.
You got a cousin named Tim? Yeah. How is cousin Tim?
Tim Alexander.
There you go. Yep. Tim is expecting their child.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, but there's complications, and it's not good. We're just laying it out there. The doctor warned us that the baby's going to be premature. It's not if it's going to be, it's when it's going to be. So their goal is to get to 25 weeks, which is still, I don't know what Anna was. Do you remember?
I don't
Stone's
remember.
Wife. She was tiny, tiny. Yep. They're currently at 22 weeks, so they're trying to hold on for three more weeks. They're monitoring the wife to try and keep that baby in and cooking as long as possible. And he just wants to know, he's facing the fear and how to deal with that fear. And he wants prayers, so I'm asking everybody to pray for this family of Tim and his wife and their new baby.
Personal experience. My son, Scott,
yep,
was premature. Okay. All I'll tell you is, hey, we leaned on God, okay, and requested, you know, to that he help. And that's the only thing I can tell you. You know, my son was premature. Okay. He come out, he was very, I could literally hold him in my palm of my hand. Okay. But hey, he grew up, you know, he had some issues, but hey, he grew up and it's fine now. But hey, that's what me and my wife did. We leaned on God.
And the cool thing is, too, this day and age, I'm talking like I've had a kid. I haven't. But you're in probably the best time ever in our history to have a premature child.
Yep.
Yeah.
Between the good Lord and the knowledge that all the doctors have.
Yep. The NICU. Yep.
The NICU, which are... You know, you've heard John David's experiences.
It's the scariest and greatest place in the whole world.
That's exactly
a good
right.
NICU. It's no fun to be there. My son was born at I think my wife went on bed rest at like 25 weeks. He was born surprisingly at 34 in the middle of the night, which in 34 sounds like a lot, but he had other medical issues. And yeah, it'll scare the crap out of you. Just straight up.
Which is normal.
Yeah, that's normal. And Tim, one of the things I'll tell you is when you're in the NICU, just like a bully, there's always a bigger bear, and there's always somebody going through. It's crazy in there.
Yeah. I always felt blessed because my son weighed 4 pounds, and you'd look down the hall and it's like, how on earth? And, you know, you'll find meet people in there and you can lean on them. But, yeah, Si said it best. You just got to lean on the Lord because, you know, you think you're in control of things. And when your child is in the NICU, you are in no control whatsoever at all. And you just got to put your faith in Jesus. That's literally your only choice. And I just being straight with you, it took me. My son was in the NICU 76 days. It took me a month to get to that point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to quit worry and just give it to the Lord. I was in a bad spot. I was frustrated. I was crying myself to sleep. Like, it was tough. And I was just trying to distract myself, really, with what I was, like, other stuff so I wouldn't think about it. But I was scared to death. But now that kid got some Beyblades for Christmas. He's 7 years old. He's hilarious. He told the mail lady happy December 26th the other day, and I've never laughed so hard in my life just because he's in a good mood. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, and, you know, I'm requesting, I don't know why this happened on episode 100, but I reckon this one's going to be heard by a lot of people, and I want everybody
to pray for him.
To pray for Tim and his family and, you know, everybody going through stuff that's our fans. We get prayer requests all the time.
Tim, here's the good part, y'all. It says, the good book says, hey, fear is the beginning of knowledge. Okay? So there you go. Okay? It's a healthy thing. Okay? And it's okay to fear for your child. Okay? That's what mom and dads do. They fear their entire life, okay, because they want the best for you.
Yep.
Okay? But, hey, buddy, here's the deal. We'll be praying for you, and okay, and we're asking our listeners, hey, y'all please pray for Tim and his child and his wife that everything goes well and that God will step in and intervene on this, okay, because that's going to be our prayer for you, Tim, is that God will listen, okay, and he'll be there with you through this, okay, and we're going to ask him to take care of your child while we're at it.
Absolutely.
Keep Gavin, that baby inside there.
Gavin, you got anything to add to the...
No, that's what you got to do. I mean, we couldn't have kids, and we adopted. The first one we had, it was microcephalic, and we didn't know it until we took him to the doctor, you know, and we just wanted a kid, you know. It didn't matter what was wrong with him. That doctor said, well, he's not going to live very long. I said, we can't have kids. This is our kid. We ain't getting rid of him. He said, well, you won't owe me nothing. But he got we had a bad lawyer, and he got took away from us. So that was that. But and then he's been foster care. But anyway, it's just, you just got, God's all you got. You just got to depend on him. You got to believe he is who he said he was. You got to know that he's just got his arms around you, taking care of you. Just like you're worrying for that kid, he worries for you.
A child is a blessing from the Lord.
It is.
Okay. So, hey, trust me when I tell you, God knows what's going on with that child. Okay, because one of the verses in the Bible says, I knew you in the secret place. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Almighty, he knows, trust me, okay? And I'm telling you for a fact, okay, this is my belief. He will be with you through all of this, Tim, you and your wife. Okay, and like I said, our prayer to him will be, Lord, keep him in there, and okay, and let him be born healthy. If not, okay, help the parents to do the best they can do raising your child and theirs. Okay, because that's the thing. We're all children of the Almighty.
Amen. Okay?
So we'll be praying for you, my man. You, your wife, and your child.
We will.
Absolutely. Well, on the 100th one, Johnny D, send us on out of here, son. Send us out of here with a verse.
Si, you may have heard this one. John 3:16-17.
Yeah, I may have heard
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
And with that, boys, I'll say amen. And hey, everybody be safe out there.
Let's do 101. We'll see y'all next time right here.
On the Duck Call.
There you go, boys.